This is the Green Student Ministries Middle School podcast of the Chapel in Green. We are committed to our students being known, knowing Jesus, and becoming kingdom workers. We hope this podcast serves to encourage, challenge, and to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Green Student Ministries. So this morning, I'm really excited. We're going to have Brooke come up and share some of her story with us. And Brooke is going to bring the fire. She's got a lot of wisdom, and I'm super excited. So give it up for Brooke. Yeah, just grab that mic. Perfect. Give it up for Brooke one more time. She's the first one doing this. So, Brooke, for those of them who don't know you, introduce yourself a little bit.
Okay, as you know, my name is Brooke. I'm in the eighth grade, and I go to Jackson. I kind of grew up in a big, like, Christian household, so I've been blessed to be around all these people and, like, grow up around them. So it's pretty much a snapshot.
Yeah. So what's something that you like to do for fun?
Oh, I've got a lot of hobbies.
You paint shoes.
Yeah.
I saw you painting shoes, and I still need to bring shoes. You're not wearing them. No,
wearing tacos.
I'm wearing tacos. But you have this pair of shoes that I'm, like, super jealous of. I'm about to go out and buy a pair of Converse just so you can paint them for me.
Sounds good to me.
So other than painting shoes, what else do you like to do?
I like to be with my family, and I like to do track, which is fun. I just decided to do that this past year.
Very nice. Okay, so give me a highlight of this past year for you.
Okay. I think I've been really excited because I got to get to know a lot of new people and get closer with my small group and people like that, and I just love making connections. That's really interesting.
Who are your small group leaders?
Erica, Greggy, and Gracie.
Very nice. Where are they?
I think only Greggy's here today.
Where is Greggy?
Yeah.
Right, they are graduating. That's so nice. So just, like, getting to know people, mm-hmm. That's just been, like, a big highlight for you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so nice, especially with this past year, like, you realize how important relationships are.
Yeah, and you really get to see them from, like, a different perspective, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Like, we all sort of went through this big experience together and having to see people on a screen, but then when you get to, like, see someone in person and then, like, even without a mask on, you're like, oh, my God. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. So it, like, really makes you appreciate. I love that a highlight has just been getting to know people differently. What has been a highlight of middle school, either at school or even here?
I don't really know. I just like sharing with, like, the little moments. I think it's fun, especially with getting to know some of my friends closer and just having fun with them.
Yeah. Just, like, a bunch of little moments here and there.
Yep.
That's awesome. I think a lot of times, too, it's those little moments that really make an impact.
Yeah, I think we really take for granted them, and sometimes we're busy on our phones or we're busy doing other things, and we just watch as those moments go by, and we don't really take them for what they are.
Yeah, and sometimes those, like, just small little moments of, like, even talking with people or seeing someone in person, you're like, man, that's so refreshing mm-hmm. to see that person. It doesn't have to be this huge, big, climactic story, but it can be a bunch of little moments along the way, which I love. Mm-hmm. So you sort of mentioned it already, but this year you tried something new.
Yes.
And you joined track. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I was really nervous at first because I thought everyone's been running their whole life, and they've been running, especially when it comes to sports, you always feel like, oh, they've been doing that since they were two, and I'm behind. And I think it's interesting to remind yourself, hey, everyone has a first. So this was one of my first, I guess.
Yeah, no, totally.
Sports, yeah.
That is such a real thing, Brooke, where you're like, I don't even want to start because everyone's so ahead. Mm-hmm. Especially now, like, people start running so young, and you're like, I'm so intimidated to, like, start, and I'm not going to be good. Because mm-hmm. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I'm like, if I do something, I want to be the best at it.
Mm-hmm,
are you like
sure.
that too? So you're like, I don't want to be bad first.
Yeah, I think I remember in band, I knew I was bad, but I was like, I'm going to get better at it. I was so determined. And so I think it's just important. It's just okay if you're not great to start, because you have to start somewhere. And if you don't start, then you have to think, am I going to regret this if I don't start it?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Like you're gonna miss this opportunity because mm-hmm. you were too afraid of all these different factors going into it. Like, I want to be the best, or you're afraid that other people are gonna like compare you to them that have had more time.
Mm-hmm.
But so, are you still running track?
Our season just closed up.
Okay.
Sadly.
Do you think you're gonna continue with track?
We'll see. I don't know how busy I'll be next year. I have marching band to look forward to, which is interesting.
Ooh, okay, so you're going to jump into marching band.
Yeah, which is another exciting first.
First new thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking through some things that you wanted to share, you sort of opened up a little bit about, even when it comes to track, a little bit of your anxiety with that.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, your stress or fears, not only with track, but with other things.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are super anxious, like, when it comes to performing and really following through. It's pretty hard because you're like, I don't know if I'll be good. I've been practicing so much for this, and I don't want to mess up. But sometimes it's like, well, there always will be another meet, but you just have to have fun at this one and just take it one step at a time so it doesn't become super overwhelming.
Yeah, so just like a little bit of, like, be present,
mm-hmm.
sort of just take it one step at a time. I love that.
Yeah.
What has God been teaching you about even stress or anxiety?
I think he's been teaching me that it's just okay. For example, I think I found this verse in Matthew, if you could put up there. It says, "And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour of your life, a single hour to his span of life?" So it's just, hey, if you're anxious about this, it's okay. It's okay to be in the moment, but feel what you need to feel and then get over it, because then you can actually enjoy it and you can really just, like, get what you need out of life.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sort of get through it. And then I even really love in that verse, there's like a whole passage on like talking about anxiety and stress and worry. And I love how that's just like, it's not productive.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not doing much for you to just mm-hmm. be sitting there in that stress and that worry. I know for me also, I've had moments where I've been really anxious and worried before, and I have verses that I usually go to. Is that your number one verse that you go to when you're feeling stressed or worried?
There's a lot of them. I think this is one of the ones that I really like. There's another one in John. Let's see if you can put that up there. "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live, you also will live. In that day, you know that you know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." So I think that's really talking about the Holy Spirit and how he's in us wherever we go if we let him into our heart.
Mm. So how has this verse helped you with your anxiety or stress?
Yeah, I think it just has shown me that you just have to trust in him. The only way you're going to get through it is if you trust in him, because he knows everything. Yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, like, are feeling these, like, emotions of stress and anxiety, you're sort of throughout all these seasons of feeling stress and anxiety, whether that's with track or even, I think you also talked about, with, like, grades or school or performing, you're trying to find other ways, like, what can I run to?
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the verses that you've been running to.
I think instead of running to the things that make us feel comfortable, like maybe, I know sometimes I like to distract myself with videos or certain things like that. I think it's important to run to the Word because it's really good. And I know it can be really overwhelming sometimes because it's just this huge book, and there's so much good stuff in it. So sometimes it's just important to just start digging into it.
Yes, I love that. So that even goes into my next question that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
You, looking at your, just show your Bible off a little bit.
There's a lot of bookmarks in there.
There's a lot of bookmarks. Even as I was like, as you were showing me some, there's so many like scribbles and highlights and all these things. And you are digging into the Word. So like, how are you what are you doing to dig into the Word? Like, how are you finding all these verses? Because I think sometimes you're like, it can be intimidating if you're going through something to try to find a verse or a passage in Scripture.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of two ways. First, I think when I was younger, especially starting in like sixth grade, after I was baptized, which, fun fact, I was baptized fifth grade Mother's Day, and today's Mother's Day, eighth grade.
So it's your like baptism anniversary.
Yeah. So I just thought that was fun to share. But
you had a couple of cops for that.
And then after I got baptized, I was like, oh, I really need to start focusing on the Word, because it's so important, and that's how God shares things with us. And so I think one of the best places to start is in the Gospels, because that's when God is teaching you all those lessons. So I think a little bit of rundown, especially I started in Luke, which goes over a lot about Jesus' birth, which I think is important to remember every time of the year.
Every Christmas, we get that reminder.
Mm-hmm. And then in Mark, I think it gives more of a rundown, more of a timeline. So if you want to see things in perspective, that's a good one to go to. But I think in Matthew and John, especially Matthew, he's talking about a lot of the sermons. And it's really interesting to just go back and look at them. Even though we've heard them so many times, it's important to look at them again.
Tell me a little bit about your Bible plan that you've been doing.
Yeah, that's the second thing. My mom and I started this January. We started with a Bible plan, and it's been a little bit rocky. We've been trying to overcome it, but I think one of my favorite things of learning in it is just, like, remembering, hey, it's okay if you don't read this day. I think my mom especially been teaching me that. It's okay, you don't have to do it every day, because then there's just that added stress, and it becomes less enjoyable, and then you're not excited about reading it. So it's more important to be excited about reading it and reading it when you can than really focusing on reading every single day on this regimen. Like, I have to get this done. But then you have to make sure you're watching. And it's like, hey, this can't just be a thing to check off. It has to be important.
Yeah. So I think a lot of times we look at, sometimes when we're going to read the Bible, we just think of it as a checklist, like you said. And it becomes this, like, this big weight, this big stress, where you felt like you have to just, you know, I have to be a good Christian tonight, so I'm going to read it. And then I'm not going to get anything out of it because you're not really, like, reading it like you're trying to dig into it, like you're trying to find the well, like the ever, like the living water. You're not trying to learn from it. You're just sort of reading a bunch of words. And even as you say that, that reminds me of, like, my own experience with going through the Bible. There's been times in my life where I would see it, where I would only read it just to, like, learn something from it, and not, like, learn to, like, change my heart, but just, like, head knowledge.
Wait, I gotta remember this.
Yeah.
So I can pull it out and show it to everybody.
Or even I just wanted to learn facts almost to seem really, really smart, to, like, try to impress people. And I learned that that was, like, a terrible way to approach Scripture.
Yeah,
just to, like, only try to, like, impress people with my knowledge.
Isn't that what the Pharisees used to do? They had those, like, boxes of verses on their head, and they would walk around, and this sounds so funny, but they would do this just to show it off to everybody. And I think it was really interesting. Also, in, like, the Gospels, God makes sure to point out, or Jesus makes sure to point out, that that's not how you want to do it. You want to make sure, yeah, it's important to let other people know about the Gospels and what you're doing, but it's also important to make sure you're checking up in your heart and really make sure that it's changing you and not just, like, the outside of you. It's really getting to the inner part.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is so, yes, that is exactly what I was trying to say, and you just said it perfectly, Brooke. Very, like, it's all about your heart and not just, like, trying to look the part.
Yeah.
So I think even as we've, like, gone through Jonah, we see that even if you look the part, kind of, like, Jonah was a prophet, but he did so many things because his heart wasn't in it. And if your heart's not in it when you approach Scripture, then it's not going to look very good.
And I think that's something we need to make sure we're diving into, because in this world, we're like, everything's about how you look. On Instagram, it's like, everything is how you look. Everyone's perfect in there. But nobody's perfect. We're all human. We all mess up.
Yeah. That is so, oh, yes. We have to, Brooke, you're just so wise. Everything you say, I'm just like, oh, man, Brooke, can you just teach me all your ways? So, as you were going through your Bible plan with your mom and trying to figure out and trying to dig into Scripture, how would, if someone were to approach you and say, I want to start jumping into Scripture and the Bible, but I don't know where to start, or what should I do? What would you tell them?
I think start with the stories you know. Like, start going back to Genesis. Read it there. Or start going back to, I think, it's really important, I think, Ruth and Esther have been really touching me this year, because it's important to find empowering women in the Bible, because there's not very many of them that the Bible talks about.
Yeah.
So I think especially, like, Esther, I think her story is really prevalent. We just don't really realize it, because she goes through all of this internal conflict because she wants to preserve herself, but she also wants to preserve her people. So she's having this really big conflict. So I think we have that a lot with ourselves.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love that you're even, like, going through, like, stories of people just to, like, find something. Because I think a lot of times, I think we talked about this, sometimes when we approach or like see stories in the Bible, we sort of like make them into like this fairy tale sort of a thing. It's like the cutesy Noah's Ark picture, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, look at all the cute happy hippos. But like when we read the actual story of Noah, we're like, oh man, there's like destruction and evil everywhere.
Yeah, and I think we can relate to it a lot more if you really look into it. And they're humans too, so you can see how they mess up and how God treats that in retrospect to how we can live and how he treats us.
Yes, that's exactly how, that is so perfect, Brooke. Oh my gosh, yeah. Like when we like learn from someone else's mistakes, I think that really, really helps us as we're reading through scripture, especially there's so many people in here. And I think a lot of times when we see a name in the Bible, we're like, oh, they're perfect. They're doing something great.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's like they're big mess ups.
Ooh, especially with Abraham.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of interesting stuff that happened back then. So you got to make sure. And you kind of remember he's human. So, and God really trusted him. So you're human and God trusts you.
That's awesome, Brooke. You've just been, God has been teaching you so many mm-hmm. things in how you're approaching scripture and like even how he sees them and then how he sees you. What's like the biggest thing you think recently that God has shown you or taught you?
Especially a lot of that. I think also something important is communication. Like in any good relationship, I think there's two things. There's trust and there's communication. So we can communicate with God through prayer. Mm-hmm. So prayer is really important to me, and I think it's okay, especially when you're going into something big. One of the things I like to remind myself is like, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. And that's kind of my like SOS. It's like, I gotta do this. Send it out to God. Please help me with this, whatever you're going through. And it might not turn out the way you want it to, whatever you're praying about, but it's helpful just with that anxiety. It's like, it's something off of your back, and then you're putting it on God, which is what he wants us to do.
Yes, that even as you're saying that, especially with anxiety, that reminds me of a verse in Philippians 4. You might recognize it, Brooke. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's talking exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah.
Like when you're feeling those like SOS moments or those big moments where you're worried about something or stressed, or even if you need some help, just sending out a prayer to God is so, so important. But I love mm-hmm. that.
And I think another big moment in the Bible was the Great Commission. So that's a big example of there's just these people and we want to prepare and we want to prepare, but God's telling them, go and preach to these people with nothing on your back. Don't bring extra garments or whatever. Just trust in the Lord. And so if you want to put that verse up there, it's in Matthew, I think. Let's see, it'll come up. Okay, there we go. And so it says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you. And behold, I am with you always to the ends of the age. Which is really important because it just shows that God's with us. God's with us in whatever we do.
Yes, I love that he's like, and behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. After he's sort of given the disciples the Great Commission to go out and to make disciples. And that seems like a big task. You know, there's like a lot of weight and responsibility. But he's like, hang on, I'm with you.
Yeah, it seems super overwhelming, but it's just, you gotta stay one step at a time and God's gonna be there with you every step.
I love that. Are there any other thoughts or little nuggets of Brooke wisdom that you can share with us? I feel like we just gotta soak it all in from you.
I don't know, but there's another verse in Proverbs. Okay, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make you straighten your path. So it's important. He's got you. Okay.
He's got you.
It's all going to be okay.
Man, that is so, so good. Thank you so much, Brooke.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Can you guys give a round of applause for Brooke? Man, I love just hearing from you and hearing how what God has taught you. That is so encouraging to me. Like, even just some of your words are so uplifting, and I hope for everyone you're able to just, like, grab just one of her many nuggets of wisdom that God has been showing you. Because, man, Brooke, you are such a light for God.
Yeah, we all can be. Just gotta trust in him.
Brooke, you're gonna make me cry.
Brooke, will you pray us out?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Jesus, please help us to have great Mother's Day with our moms, and thank you for giving us all of them, and please help us as we go into this next week, help us to trust in you and all you have prepared for us. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Green Student Ministries Middle School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at gsm@thechapel.life or follow us on Instagram @Green Student Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.